It's been more than 3 weeks since Hurricane Maria trashed Puerto Rico, and still only 16% of residents have electricity, according to the Department of Defense, although 64% have water. Today, President Trump tweeted out the wonderful people of Puerto Rico with their unmatched spirit. Know how bad things were before the H's, meaning the hurricanes. I will always be with them. Well, perhaps that was in response to the backlash to his tweet yesterday, in which he said, "We cannot keep FEMA, the military, and first responders who've been amazing under the most difficult circumstances in Puerto Rico forever," implying he was going to pull out his assistance. So what's going on, and how is this being received? WBUR's Simon Rios has been traveling the island with Puerto Ricans from mainland U.S. who are helping with the relief effort. We'll link you to his reporting at hereandnow.org. It's terrific. And Simon joins us from San Juan. Simon, one of the places you visited, Punta Santiago, a fishing village on the water. What did you see there?
Well, Robin, we've traveled all over sort of the north and the southeast of Puerto Rico, and this was by far the worst hit area. It's a town that's bordered by the ocean on one side and a channel on the other. So when flooding happens, the water has nowhere to go but into the neighborhoods. People who have houses built of cement and cinder blocks made out relatively well, but those who have wooden houses, in some cases, there's no longer any sign the houses even stood there once. We spoke to one woman who was sitting outside a house that was totally ruined. She was trying to salvage some silverware, which was one of the only things she had left. Her house was gone. You know, we also heard all kinds of stories. We heard about a local man who had gotten cut on his legs by zinc roofing material during the hurricane. Help didn't arrive in time, and his wounds were infected, and both legs had to be amputated. You know, Robin, we think about disasters in terms of death counts and monetary damage, but the suffering of the people is what's most striking on the ground, and everybody in Puerto Rico has lost something, if not everything.
Well, you covered Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, and you say this is reminding you of the devastation you saw in the lower Ninth Ward. So talk about what people are seeing. Are they seeing government presence? Are you seeing government presence?
Not so much. I ask this question everywhere we go. Who's been through here? What have you seen? And with the exception of military helicopters flying through the sky, we saw literally no government presence in any of the places we went. This isn't to say that officials haven't come through, but there seems to be no lasting presence, at least in the places we visited. So, you know, it's falling to the people themselves, as well as nonprofit organizations, like one we visited in Punta Santiago called PESES. And, you know, it's a sort of economic development and educational nonprofit, but now their entire focus has shifted to relief work. Sister Nancy Madden is from the United States, a former Catholic nun. She's the founder of PESES in Punta Santiago.
This was one of the most severely traumatic experiences anybody could live, and practically the whole island lived it, you know. Help has to be ongoing. It's not going to help to have water for one day and not have water for the next week. It's not going to help to have food for one day and not have it for the next week. It's not going to help if you lost your job and you can't find another job.
Well, so that brings us to, you know, what's sort of brewing over the president's comments, seeming to imply that he's going to pull support from Puerto Rico and that the problems were largely theirs. Everybody knows Puerto Rico has huge debt, you know, was in financial crisis before this happened. But what are people saying to you about his tweets?
I asked several people about this, and, you know, the most common response was to just sort of smirk and shake your head and brush it off. It doesn't seem to be people's top concern here in Puerto Rico. But, you know, I talked to one San Juanero, a bartender, who said that Puerto Rico is being treated as second class because, for one, they're not a state, and for two, they're Latino. They speak Spanish. Another person I talked to was William Medina, who lives in San Juan, and he has a different take.
If we're a state or not, that's a political issue. As far as citizenship, we are American citizens like anybody else in the United States, and we are supposed to be treated equally. Regardless of Chinese heritage or Latin heritage or whatever, we are who we are, and we are American citizens.
And Medina points out that Puerto Rico never asked to become a colony of the United States, which many people believe is the case. And Puerto Ricans have been citizens since before World War I. And Medina thinks that that's not a coincidence, that the United States has always wanted Puerto Ricans to fight in its wars.
That's WBUR Simon Rios from San Juan. Simon, thank you.
Thank you very much, Robin.